with their enemies did get within bowshot of the Strangler camp. For several minutes, a handful of archers laid down a desultory barrage that did no apparent damage. At the same time, Howler managed to get through to Long Shadow.
"We do not have the luxury of spending time squabbling among ourselves. The woman could strike any moment if you're not paying attention."
Several strong sallies in the same vein led the Shadow Master to understand that indulging in a fit left him vulnerable to sorceress attack, and his sidekick could not protect them all the time. He was having a rash of his own screaming fits. Still shaking, unable to articulate clearly, Long Shadow concentrated his attention on Lady. Lady was just standing there, waiting. Mogaba tried to get Long Shadow's attention. The Shadow Master remained focused on Lady. Mogaba persisted. He got Long Shadow to turn around only after it looked like the crisis had passed. The terror applied by our troops no longer was sufficient to keep the camp followers moving uphill. The captain's division had withdrawn to its jump-off position. Blade's force had halted 2 miles west of the battlefield. It was surrounded by our cavalry and the reserve division. The Shadowlanders in the unit were as baffled as everyone else, but they were good soldiers. They carried out their orders. Mogaba told Long Shadow, "We have been deceived, not in any way we anticipated. With one clever stroke, Croker has decimated us. It is now unlikely that I can hold this ground if you won't modify your general orders." Long Shadow grunted an angry interrogative. Mogaba told him, "Our best hope now is to attack while the Taglians are disorganized and scattered, before our own soldiers realize how suddenly desperate our situation has become." Long Shadow did not see it that way. "Once again, you forget that your mission is to carry out my wishes, not to question them. Why must you be so negative?" He stared at Blade's force, only part of which was visible from where he stood. Clearly, he was troubled by negative thoughts of his own. "You repelled their attack easily." Mogaba restrained his anger with difficulty. "I wished someone, anyone, had an idea of Long Shadow's antecedents. Sometimes the man was as naive as he was powerful." Mogaba threw an arm up as though indicating Blade. "We were taken in! An entire legion has just been lost because you were so eager to enlist another ranking defector!" Dumb old me, I did not understand what he was saying. I had not made the intuitive leap. Long Shadow did not yet understand that there was a leap to be made. He saw only a triumph in the opening bout of the contest. "How many have we killed?" "See! The dead fell in windrows. They lie there in veritable hills. Count them in their thousands. These crows will feast for an age to come." But the man inside was troubled. He continued to stare toward Blade's force. Mogaba barked, "Maybe 1 out of 100 of those dead was a soldier. Those were all camp followers. The thieves and whores and hungry mouths that become parasites."